This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We continue our series Noble Quran Stories, and in this majlis we have Adam alayhi salam in the heavens. This is our major theme, and within this we have three short stories. Number one, Adam alayhi salam and the names of all things, Allah honoring him and teaching him the names of all matters. Number two, Adam alayhi salam and the creation of his spouse, creation of his partner Hawa. And number three, the important one, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa eating from the forbidden tree. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, before we tackle these three stories, a reminder. Number one, with regards to these stories in the Noble Quran, we find the Quran stating, Allah stating, that the reason behind these stories, the objectives behind these stories are, number one, فَقُصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, that make the mention of these stories, why? So people will ponder, so people will think, so that they will extract a lesson, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Allah also states, لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that in these stories, there's an ibra, there's a lesson for people of understanding. Are we people of understanding? Well, if we are, then we will benefit from the lessons, insha'Allah. And number three, to make the heart of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya, etc., make the hearts firm. Allah states, وَقُلَّا نَقُصُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ رُسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, that we make the mention of these stories of the previous prophets, so that your heart will become firm, so that your heart would be firm, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows and understands Ibrahim alayhi salam went through tough times. Look at how Ibrahim alayhi salam was determined. Look at Adam alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, look at Isa alayhi salam, and derive benefits from the stories of these previous anbiya and follow in their footsteps. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, also take note, when it comes to these stories in the Noble Quran, we find that we have certain evidences which are clear, they are explicit in the Noble Quran or in the authentic Sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then we also find evidences where sometimes the evidence is not clear, it's not explicit, it might not be so authentic. So you find the terms used by the ulama, it has been stated, the ulama have said, something has been narrated such and such. That these terms here indicate there's a level of weakness in these narrations. Or for example, maybe these narrations have come to us via the Jews, via the Christians, via the biblical narratives, via the Ahl al-Kitab. So obviously these matters are used as fillers. We do not use them as our primary evidence, rather they are used as secondary evidences, insha'Allah. If they are true, khair and barakah. If they are not, no major matter, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, let us move on, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, Adam alayhi salam and the names of all matters. Allah states in Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 31 to 33, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, and Allah taught Adam عليه السلام the names of all matters. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمَ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and then this was put forth to the angels. فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, that you angels, you inform me about the names of these matters, if you people know, if you are truthful. Testing the angels. Remember, the angels said, O Allah, why do you want to create something which will cause corruption on earth? Some ulama state that this was based upon the angels' knowledge of creatures that roamed this earth before Adam alayhi salam, and they had caused corruption, etc., etc. Others said no, that there were jinn on earth, and the jinn, they caused corruption. So the angels are using that as the example, that now you want to create man, he's also going to cause corruption on earth. Unlike angels that do not have any free will, Allah orders and they obey. Walhamdulillah. So Allah states, well, you tell me about the names of these items if you know. Well, they say, we don't know. قَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ, glory be to you, O Allah, لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا, we have absolutely no knowledge. The angels, they were humble. They knew their limits. We have no knowledge with regards to this matter. إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا Except what you taught us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ That indeed you, O Allah, you are al-alim. You are the one who is all wise, has knowledge with regards to all matters. You are al-hakim. You are all wise. قَالَ يَا آدَمْ Then Allah said to Adam عليه السلام أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ You inform them about the names of these matters. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ When Adam informed them about these matters بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ Then Allah said to the angels that did I not tell you, did I not inform you that I have knowledge with regards to the ghayb, knowledge of the unseen, غيب السماوات والأرض, the unseen matters of the dunya, of the earth, of the sky, وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ And I know that which you make mention of, and that which you keep hidden within yourselves. Allah knows all matters, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the ulama discuss now. What was the names of items? What items? What were these items? Was this something specific? A specific category of items that Adam knew the names of and the angels didn't? So there's a lot of opinions with regards to this matter. Number one, some ulama state that these were the names of the angels. So Adam was taught the names of all of the angels. That's an opinion. Another opinion that Adam alayhi salam was taught the names of all of his progeny until Yawmul Qiyamah. Everyone that would be born, Adam alayhi salam knew their name until Yawmul Qiyamah. So these two opinions go with the idea that Adam was taught the names of specific items, a category of items. Some even mention names of animals, recognition of animals, etc. So those are opinions. Then we find some ulama stating, well, at the end of the day, we don't know. We don't know exactly what items, what names. We don't know about this matter because this is speaking about the unseen without any knowledge whatsoever. Then we find the other ulama stating that rather what Adam alayhi salam was taught, he was taught the ability to speak, the ability to understand, ability to have eloquent speech. That one comes up with languages, mankind. We have all of these different languages, etc. He was taught bayan. خلق الإنسان علمه البيان in Surah Ar-Rahman. خلق الإنسان, Allah created insan, علمه البيان and taught him bayan. Bayan is not just speech, but rather eloquent speech. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best with regards to this matter here. And we find that the angels, mashallah, they were humble, they knew their limits, and they said that we don't know. When you know something, mashallah, you can speak. And when you don't know, no point in speculating. I don't know. This, as the ulama state, is half of knowledge. Because if you say, I don't know, then you acknowledge you don't know, then hopefully you will learn. But the one who thinks that he already knows all matters, he already has the knowledge, he's not going to seek any more knowledge. Allahu musta'an. So the angels were humble, walhamdulillah, and they said that we have no knowledge except what you've given us, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first story here, and this was Adam alayhi salam and the names of all matters, walhamdulillah. The second short story is related to the creation of Hawa, our mother, subhanallah. Allah states in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 189, هو الذي خلقكم Allah is the one who created you people. من نفس واحدة From one nafs, from one soul, from one creation. And this was Adam alayhi salam. من نفس واحدة وجعل منها And from it. From Adam alayhi salam, zawjaha. And so Adam's spouse was created from Adam alayhi salam. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا His spouse was created from him. لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا So that he would find tranquility with her. He will find sakina with her. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. So the Quran states, according to this understanding, which is the majority understanding, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. And then from Adam, was created Hawa. Where do we get the name Hawa? This is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. That name is not mentioned in the Quran, but rather her name is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari in the authentic ahadith. And we also find that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, إِنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ خُلِقَتْ مِنْ ضِلْعِ, that the woman, she's been created from the rib. She has been created from the rib. What is understood from this hadith? Which woman? The reference here is with regards to Hawa. She didn't have a mother. She didn't have a father. Just like Adam alayhi salam had no father and no mother. So Hawa was created from the rib of Adam alayhi salam. And that hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. And that's the understanding of majority of the scholars. So Adam was created, then Hawa was created from his rib. And it seems that Hawa was created after the angels prostrated to Adam alayhi salam. And then both of them were given the orders to enter into paradise. Unlike the story which states that Adam was in paradise and Adam was alone in paradise and thus Allah created Hawa. No, the verse of the Quran states that both of you enter into paradise. So they both entered into paradise together. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزُوجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. And we said to Adam, you and your zawj, you and your spouse, both of you live and dwell in paradise together. So both of them entered together. And that's mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, verse number 35. Why was she created? Why did Adam require, why did he need a spouse, a partner, a companion? Why? لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا. So that you will find sukoon with her. So that you will find tranquility with her. So that you will have enjoyment with her. We find, subhanAllah, that even though Adam alayhi salam was going to enter into paradise, that he most likely would have been alone there. And if there's any place that you shouldn't have any worries and issues and problems, would have been Jannah, subhanAllah. But even Jannah cannot be fully enjoyed without a spouse, without a companion, without friendship, subhanAllah. And thus, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we learn the importance of having a spouse. We learn the importance of having this companion, finding solace with your partner, with your spouse, subhanAllah. That's why Allah mentions in the Quran, it is from His signs that He created this mawadda and rahma and this baraka between the husband and wife, that she comes from a completely different background from him, and how Allah puts them together and creates love between both of them, and then they have mashallah beautiful children also, subhanallah. So this is from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, huwa alladhi khalaqakum min nafsi wahida, that Allah is the one who created you from one soul, wa ja'ala minha zawjaha, and from that soul, from Adam alayhi salam, created his spouse Hawa, liyaskuna ilayha, so that one will find solace, tranquility, peace and happiness with the spouse. Walhamdulillah. We now move on to the third story, and this is the main story, Adam alayhi salam, Hawa and the forbidden tree. Allah states in the noble Quran two verses related to do not eat from this tree. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. And we said to Adam and his zawj and his spouse Hawa, both of you live, dwell in paradise. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. And eat freely whatever you want to eat from wherever you want to eat. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا. But do not even come close. Look, Allah didn't say don't eat. Allah said do not even come close. هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ, to this tree here. A specific tree. فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And if you do so, then both of you will be from the wrongdoers. Allahumma stan. You will be from the ظَالِمِينَ. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah 135. And then in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 19, similar. وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ فَكُلَا مِنْ حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Similarly, live in paradise, dwell in paradise, eat from wherever you want, whatever you want to eat, except from this tree. Don't even come close to this tree. Allahumma sta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we find the Mufassirin, the ulama, discussing, talking about what type of tree was this. Do we have knowledge with regards to what type of tree? No, we don't know. We find the speculation, they go into about 10 different opinions. And then the Christians also have their opinion, like an apple tree, etc., etc., like you find in these images. No. We have no knowledge with regards to this matter. We say, we don't know. Allahu A'lam. Also, with regards to this Jannah, that Adam and Hawa were told, dwell in this Jannah, live in this Jannah. What type of Jannah? Was it the famous Jannah, the final Jannah that inshallah we will all enter into? Was it that Jannah, and then they were removed from that Jannah? Or was it a Jannah on maybe earth? Was it a Jannah in the skies? Or do we not know? So we find the ulama stating that this was the famous Jannah, the final Jannah, the main Jannah. And they state, and this is the opinion of majority of the scholars, they say, well, Allah said Al-Jannah, enter into Al-Jannah. When you have the Alif and Lam attached to it, it comes to mind that this is the main Jannah, the only famous Jannah that we are all akin to, the one that we know about. And they also mention that eventually Allah will mention to Adam and Hawa, get out of here, come down. So from the Jannah, they came down to earth. So it couldn't have been a type of Jannah on earth, rather it was the main Jannah that they were in. We also find the famous hadith when Musa alayhi salam, he said to Adam alayhi salam that you Adam, it's because of you that we were removed from paradise. It's because of you we were put on earth. If you didn't fall into that sin, we would have continued to remain in Jannah. So here obviously the indication, the reference of Musa is that we were in the main Jannah, the final Jannah, the great Jannah, walhamdulillah. So that's the opinion of majority of the ulama. Another group of scholars, they said, well, you know what, we don't know. These are matters of the unseen, and we do not have explicit knowledge with regards to this matter. We find, for example, it's been narrated that this was an opinion of the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Also from amongst the contemporary scholars, the Egyptian scholar Kishk, the Egyptian scholar Sha'rawi, and many others, they said, we don't know. Jannah on earth, Jannah in the skies, the final Jannah, the great Jannah, we don't know. Another opinion, that this was not the final Jannah. It was rather a Jannah, a type of Jannah on earth. Or some of them said it was like a type of Jannah in the sky, but it was not the main final Jannah. Why do you say this, ya ulama, O scholars? Why did some of you say this? They said, well, the main Jannah, when someone enters into it, you will not be removed from it. And Adam and Hawa were removed from the Jannah. They say also that how can Iblis ever enter into the main final Jannah? So this must have been some other type of Jannah, because Iblis entered and Iblis tempted Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, so it couldn't have been the main final Jannah. They also mention that one does not sin in the main final Jannah, whereas here Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they ate from the tree and they had committed a sin. And so they say, our understanding is, you cannot commit sin in Jannah. So this must have been some other type of Jannah. They also mention that the main final Jannah, we will only enter into it after Qiyamah. And so Adam couldn't have been in that Jannah because Qiyamah has not yet occurred. So these are some of the proofs of these scholars, and there's many who are of this opinion. There's also an opinion that technically there was no Jannah. It was just a metaphor. It was just a symbol. And obviously that opinion is out. So ala kulli hal, at the end of the day, the opinion of majority of the ulama states that Adam and Hawa, they were in the main Jannah, the final Jannah, the great Jannah, and Allah willed for sin to occur there. Allah willed for them to be removed, and there's nothing hard in understanding that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We move on, insha'Allah. Now we come to the verses in Surah Taha 116 to 123. فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمْ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌ لَكَ. So before Adam and Hawa were entered into this paradise, Allah said to them that this one here, Shaytan, Iblis, he is your enemy. وَلِزَوْجِكَ, for your enemy to you and to your wife. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا. Do not allow him to cause you people to exit Jannah. Don't allow him to get you people out of paradise. فَتَشْقَى. Then you will be wretched. If he is able to get you people out of paradise, then you will be wretched. Allahu musta'an. And that's an indication that this was the main Jannah and the final Jannah. إن لك ألا تجوع فيها ولا تعرى وأنك لا تظمأ فيها ولا تضحى. That in this paradise you will not find any hunger, you will not be hungry in this Jannah. ولا تعرى, you will not be naked in this Jannah. وأنك لا تظمأ فيها ولا تضحى. That in this Jannah here you will not be thirsty and you will not feel the heat of the sun. You will enjoy yourself. The final Jannah, the great Jannah, the beautiful Jannah, the Jannah that Adam was entered into, there's no hunger, there's no heat of the sun, there's no thirst, etc. These are all indications that this was the main, final, great Jannah. Walhamdulillah. Then Allah states, فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And then وِسْوَاس, the whispers of shaitan. Take note, Allah didn't say to Adam and Hawa, don't eat from this tree. Rather, Allah said, don't come close to this tree. This is what we call closing the road to the haram, closing up all the pathways to the haram. We find similarly in the noble Quran and in the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it comes to example the matter of zina, that you are told to lower your gaze, you're not allowed to stare, etc. Then we are told that you're not allowed to be alone with ghair mahram, somebody who's not related to you. You're not allowed to be alone with the strange woman. You're not allowed to freely mix with those of the opposite gender. You're not allowed to shake hands with those of the opposite gender that you are unrelated to, etc. Free mixing not allowed. Why all of these barriers? This is closing the pathway to any zina, closing the pathway to that. That instead of stating that don't commit zina, Allah states wala taqrabu zina, don't even come close to it. Similarly, this tree, because if you around it and then the temptation gets the better of you, you're gonna fall into it. Rather be safe and don't even get close, subhanallah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, Allah states, فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And then Iblis, he whispered to them, قَالَ يَا Adam, O Adam, هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكْ لَا يَبْلَى. Should I not inform you, tell you, show you a tree that will grant you immortality? You will live here in paradise forever and ever. You will be like the angels if you eat from this tree here. That شَجَرَةُ الْخُلْدِ, you will give and you will live here for eternity. وَمُلْكْ لَا يَبْلَى, you will have dominion and kingdom which will never ever come to an end. It will never ever decay. Subhanallah. Technically, as many ulama state, that didn't Adam already have this? Adam being in Jannah, wasn't that for eternity by default? The answer is yes. So some state, well, ajib, that Iblis tempted Adam with something that Adam already had. Subhanallah, ajib, subhanallah. Others say, well, Adam didn't know that he already had that. Adam didn't know and understand, well, being in paradise is for eternity. He didn't realize that, he didn't know that. That's why it was a temptation for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And so Allah continues, فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا, and thus both of them ate from it. And what happened? That when they tempted Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, eventually shaitan, he took an oath, he took a qasam. Allah mentions in Surah A'raf, verse number 20, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He took an oath, he took a qasam that he is somebody who is sincere to them. He is giving them very good advice. So at first they were doubting what he had to say. But eventually when he took a qasam and he took an oath, then they were, I mean, this guy can't be lying. He must be truthful. And thus they ate. Who ate first? We don't know. We don't know. We find the Christian narrative that it was Eve, it was Hawa, that she was tempted and she ate. And then she also tempted Adam alayhi salam. And thus they have this, the woman, she was the cause of the downfall of man. And that's the Christian narrative. As for us Muslims, then we don't find anything explicit in the noble Quran. What we do find is that Allah mentioning wa'asa Adam, and Adam is the one who disobeyed. So that's an indication that it was Adam. But we do find in certain ahadith an indication, not explicit, an indication that it was Hawa and then it was Adam alayhi salam who ate from the tree. And that's the opinion of majority of the scholars. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا, and so both of them ate from it. فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سُوَآتُهُمَا, and then their privates were exposed. And so they were in a state of of nakedness. Allahu musta'an. Imagine the first punishment upon Adam and Hawa was that they were now in a state of nakedness. And that's why a scholar, he says, when he visited the West, he said that, Ajib, I was walking around and I found the people are walking around like half naked. I'm thinking to myself that who's punishing them? Because this was punishment upon Adam and Hawa. The removal of clothing was punishment upon insan. And these people are doing it to themselves. Allah musta'an, Allah musta'an. And look at the fitrah of Adam and Hawa, natural inclination. It's only both of them in paradise, but they began to cover up themselves. وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِن وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. They were taking the leaves and they were trying to cover up their nakedness. وَعَصَى آدَمْ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. And Adam, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he erred in this matter. He sinned in this matter. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Then he turned to Allah and he made tawbah. And thus Allah states, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. And then Allah chose him and he relented unto him. وَهَدَى. And Allah guided him. We also find in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah states, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلِيهِ. And then Adam was given some words from Allah, and he mentioned those words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his tawbah. Look at the contrast between Adam and Iblis. Adam fell into sin, blamed himself, that I fallen into the sin. Oh Allah, you forgive me. This was a sin of desire, sin of greed. He wanted more, etc. Whereas Iblis, this was a sin of kibr, sin of arrogance. And he never turned to Allah. He never asked Allah to forgive him. Rather, he blamed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his sin. That you are the one who caused my downfall. Allahu musta'an, Allahu musta'an. So we find here, the words were what? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh, our Rabb, we have committed oppression against ourselves. قَالْ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And if you don't have mercy upon us and you don't forgive us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will be from the losers. Look at the difference between the two, subhanAllah. Adam created from dust and he was humble. Iblis was created from fire and thus he was arrogant. Allahu musta'an. ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Then Allah states, قَالَ اهْبِطَ مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. That all of you get down. قَالَ اهْبِطَ, both of you, مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا, from here, get out from here, come down to earth. And بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. That Adam and Hawa, you are enemies to Iblis and Iblis is an enemy to both of you. How many times Allah mentions in the Noble Quran that Iblis is our avowed enemy. He is trying morning, evening and night to take us off the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allahu musta'an. Remember when he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm going to try my level best. I'm going to come to Adam and the children of Adam from the right, from the left, from behind to take them off the right path. Allahu musta'an. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. So we've covered the story of Adam alayhi salam in the heavens. Adam alayhi salam being taught the names of all matters. Adam alayhi salam and the creation of Hawa. And lastly, Adam and Hawa eating from the forbidden tree. Allahu musta'an. Also take note, subhanallah, that the story of Adam alayhi salam, we find the Christians believing in what is called ancestral sin or the original sin. That due to Adam and Hawa and their sin, mankind ever since Adam and Hawa, they continue to carry the sin with them. They continue to carry the sin with them, that we are born in a state of sin and we share in Adam alayhi salam's sin. And thus it needed for the Son of God to come upon earth and die for our sins, and only then could we be purified. Allahu musta'an. So this is the idea of original sin, that you need something to be forgiven for. You are born in a state of sin, your crime is being born, your humanity is completely evil, and this in reality is self-hatred at its most influential. As for us Muslims, we obviously do not believe in any of the sort. We believe that we are born sinless, walhamdulillah. And we also believe that no one carries the burden of another. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. No one carries the burden of another. You will be questioned with regards to what you've done, what you've earned, and you will not be questioned with regards to anyone else. So obviously, this doctrine of original sin, something that Islam completely debunks and completely alien to Islam, walhamdulillah. We also find, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with regards to the question that Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, when they were sent to earth, where exactly were they sent? Many, many opinions. Some ulama mentioning Makkah, others mentioning the area of Ta'if, some mentioning Hind, India, and it seems many are of that opinion. And then they also talk specifically with regards to Adam alayhi salam. Many mention that it was Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka. And in Sri Lanka, you find the famous place called Adam's Peak. And so it is said, we don't know, it is said that that's where Adam alayhi salam had landed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was best. You find in the Rihla of Ibn Battuta, that famous traveler, Muslim traveler, that when he went to Sri Lanka, when he visited Sri Lanka, he wanted to visit Adam's Peak, and that was the main purpose of him visiting Sri Lanka, and he visited it there, and he described, etc., etc. Is this pure speculation? Yes, at the end of the day, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we have no authentic, explicit evidence with regards to where Adam alayhi salam landed, where he was sent down, himself and Hawa. We say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We move on bi'ithnillahi ta'ala to the lessons that we can extract from the story, or these three stories insha'Allah. Number one, Allah honoring Adam alayhi salam, giving him this knowledge of bayan, this eloquent speech, teaching him the names of all matters. This is part and parcel of Allah's ikram to Adam alayhi salam and the children of Adam alayhi salam. Number two, the humility of the angels when they don't know, they said, we don't know. We don't have knowledge with regards to this matter. And thus we learn, whenever we do not know an answer, we don't have knowledge, say Allahu A'lam. It is half of knowledge to say that you do not know. The man came from afar and he asks Imam Malik so many questions, and for so many of them, Imam Malik said, I don't know, La Adri, Allahu A'lam. Allah knows best, Allah knows best. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, when we don't know, we say we don't know, and we do not speculate with regards to the matter. Number three, the importance of having a spouse, subhanAllah. Adam alayhi salam about to enter paradise, but he needs a companion, he needs a spouse, he needs a friend, he needs somebody to share his time with. So important, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all who are looking for good spouses, may Allah grant them spouses who are the coolness of their eyes. Alhamdulillah, ameen. Number four, we learn that we should close the door to temptation. Close the door to temptation. Sad al-dhara'i'. Don't even come close to this tree. If, for example, you find that maybe a brother, he says that when I am on YouTube, or I'm on this channel or that channel, or when I'm sitting quietly, privately on the internet, it's a temptation upon me. He begins to watch pornography and this and that and this haram and that haram. We say, brother, well, you should close the door to all of this temptation. Make sure that your computer, make sure you only use the internet in front of your family, in the lounge, in the sitting room, so that people are around, so you do not fall prey to the temptation. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we also learn that the devil is our avowed enemy. From the time Adam alayhi salam was created, he's taken that vow that he wants to push us off the straight path. So be careful. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. We seek Allah's protection from shaitan, the rejected one. Rejected. And so he wants us to also get rejected. Make sure you are not. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Lastly, that we as Muslims, we do not believe in anything such as the original sin, that it is not due to Adam alayhi salam that we are supposedly born with sin. No. We are born free of any type of sin. Walhamdulillah, this original sin, it is but a myth. And in fact, many of the Christians state that this was introduced. It's an innovation within Christianity. This was not something that the Gospels talk about explicitly, and this was definitely not the teachings of Isa alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. On that note, until we meet again, remember, continue learning and reading the stories mentioned in the Noble Quran. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.